just for a second, be yourself. A Dream SMP fanfiction written by Lily the Flower and read by Fens and Marshes, with tags including post-Lamambogue War for Independence and multiple pronouns for Eret. Nikki brings it up suddenly. Eret and she are together at the bakery, eating fresh bread and talking about the materials they may need for the garden Nikki wants to make. Eret has been helping her since the first day with finding materials and building. In exchange, Nikki gives them a discount on pastries and always gets them to sit down and eat after work. Wilbur and other Lamambogue citizens pretend not to see or care, but Eret can feel their stares. Nikki always laughs and says she doesn't care. They're not on the Lamambogue's territory, after all. Eret takes another piece of bread when Nikki suddenly stops talking. Looking over at her, he can see her brows furrowed, staring at the sea in the window behind him. "Is there a problem?" Eret asks. "I wanted to ask you something, if that's okay," Nikki says tentatively.
"Sure, go ahead,"
Eret answers and pretends her heart didn't speed up when she heard those words. She has no clue what Nikki wants to ask about. Is it about the betrayal? About why Eret helps her? Oh God, what if she doesn't need her help anymore? What if she... "When we first met," Nikki starts, "you said you use any pronouns, right?"
"Oh."
Eret can remember now, yes. They mentioned it offhandedly when introducing themselves to Nikki, half laughing because of the expression on Wilbur's face as he tried to tell Nikki that she can't just be polite with a traitor. They also remember Nikki saying she'll decide for herself how she wants to speak with people and smiling at them. It still fills them with joy. "Yes," they affirm, feeling a thousand times lighter.
"I go by any pronouns. Is there anything you want to ask about that? I'll gladly answer if that's the case."
Nikki smiles, still tentatively, carefully, but smiles nonetheless. "Oh, I was afraid I misheard or something, so I just wanted to make sure. And I wanted to ask more, actually, yeah. Do you have any preferences?" Eret shakes her head.
"No, no preference at all. You can use any pronouns you want for me. I won't mind."
"And I could switch them up if I wanted to? Every other sentence, for example."
"Yeah, sure," she nods. "I mean, it might be confusing if you change them very fast, but every other sentence should work fine."
"Okay, I'll keep that in mind." Nikki smiles again and then freezes for a second, thinking about something. "Actually, could I try right now? Just to make sure I'm doing it right."
"Of course, go ahead."
"Eret, he helps me with building my house," Nikki starts. "He's always polite and kind to me. Yesterday, she brought me colored glass for the windows. I think it was very kind of her. I always try to pay them back because I think they deserve it." She suddenly looks them right in the eyes. "Eret, they are my friend." And, oh, Eret feels tears gathering behind their sunglasses. They blink violently to keep them from falling. "Did I do it right?" Nikki asks.
"Yeah," they manage to say. "That's right."
The end. Thank you for listening. Woo!